It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is R.G. Absher. R.G., I was just sitting here thinking, I think I have been knowing you since I came to work in Wilkes County. I've known you for several years now.
That's amazing. We both have quite a track record.
We do.
I'm not sure what that means, but we must have one.
We've talked about a lot of subjects over the years. I think that's it. But today we're talking about the Greenway.
Yes.
The Yadkin River Greenway. There's a big event with that in mind tomorrow. We're going to tell you all about that. But I wanted to do a little history, RG, if we could, in case maybe someone has just moved to the area or they have never visited the Greenway and are unsure as to what it is. It's kind of a linear park type thing. So explain to us about what the Greenway is, and then we'll get into some other stuff.
Great. Actually, believe it or not, I was in on the very first concept, as I'm aware of, about the Greenway along the Yadkin River here in Wilkes on a canoe trip back in 1992. I went down the river taking Dr. Philip Carlson and his son, and he hit me with a question just out of nowhere that afternoon. He said, wouldn't it be great to have a place, a trail along the river, she could walk and exercise away from traffic, a place you could take your families and get away from in a safe place and enjoy a trail or a greenway. Well, from those early conversations that several doctors here from the medical profession concerned about the benefits, were concerned about fitness and people's opportunity to get out and walk for exercise.
Right.
The health benefits aspect began to talk about bringing Yadkin Greenway here to Wilkes. And with that, the Yadkin River Greenway Committee was born, and eventually that molded over into the mid-90s to a 501c3 nonprofit, the Yadkin River Greenway Council. And then after a few years of fundraising and membership drives and recruitment, in about 2000-2001 began the first construction using the DOT grant to build the first stretch of Greenway, which we were just talking about downstairs, which is the CVS trailhead down to what used to be the coffee tavern,
right?
Now dental office down there along the Reddy's River and the Yadkin River is the first section, and then from that till today present, we've added a little Greenway every couple of years or so until we're up to now to a total of 7.2 miles of Greenway completed.
Well, and it's beautiful the way it is set up because you keep the natural beauty there. You basically just clear out a place for a walking trail and a bicycle path, right?
That's correct. A greenway consists, our standard design is a 12-foot asphalt paved stretch. And adjacent to that is a 4-foot path of rock dust. So some people prefer to exercise on pavement. Some people prefer a softer, which is easier on the physique and the knees, for instance,
right,
a softer surface.
Now, you talked about the original section there, which is literally right here at the radio station. But now tell us about the other sections that have been added since then.
One section is at the spillway of W. Carr Scott Reservoir, where I used to work, of course, which we call the Fish Dam Creek section. And that section goes out to almost to Brown Ford Road. That's one section that's completed. And then following the Greenway on down, it picks up right behind the YMCA and River's Edge Park, Lowe's River's Edge Park, which runs adjacent to the Yadkin River on the south side of the Yadkin River down to about Wilkesboro's Maintenance Department. And then back behind Wilkesboro's Maintenance Department, the Greenway, we are now routing it over to Wilkes Community College. We have an interim route completed down beside of the Red Carpet Inn, which comes up to the crosswalk and sidewalks over to Wilkes Community College. And ultimately, that will connect in behind Burger King and actually follow the creek out to Wilkes Community College. So another section that we have, of course, the one that we just mentioned, is the CVS trailhead to the old coffee tavern section along in there. And then another section is what we call Jefferson's Turnpike, which is follows the Yadkin River north out of North Wilkesboro along an old route that used to be the Giant Lumber Company, which basically was a flume route. back after the turn of the century in the early 1900s that carried logs down the mountain, and it was like a natural grade, which was ideal for a greenway stretch through there. So that's a beautiful stretch of greenway. It's all in a rock dust condition surface-wise, but it gives you the effect of being kind of a remote, beautiful area up there. That's a nice stretch.
Well, now, are the plans ultimately to join all the section of greenway together so it's all one linear park? Is that what we'd kind of like to do sometime in the future?
And as we get easements with landowners, and as we get grants, we build greenway. And the most recent section of which is the Smoot to Memorial Park, connecting two parks in downtown North Wilkesboro, which was completed in December of 2011. And then last year, in October 2nd, we had the grand dedication there of the Smoot to Memorial section, dedicating that also as part of the Overmountain Victory National Historic Trail. Now, the Overmountain Victory National Historic Trail, which is the trail that honors the soldiers that went to the Battle of Kings Mountain back in the year 1780, in the Patriot victory at Battle of Kings Mountain, was in the year 1980, which is the 200th anniversary. This particular, we're on the National Historic Trail because in that particular time it was declared as a designated section of the called the Overmountain Victory National Historic Trail, placed in the National Historic Trail system. So when we write grants, this makes it a strong case to get monies to expand greenway, because we so happen to align with how the Overmountain Victory Trail comes through Wilkes.
Well, I know that you were talking about that at the last commissioner's meeting, how that you had received grant money to align that and to do the extension here, which, again, is really close to the radio station connecting the two parks, right?
Oh, you're in a great location.
I really am.
and if Wilkes can even be thought of as kind of a junction of trails, because we have a lot of trails that sort of come through Wilkes County. We're also part of the North Carolina Birding Trail system that comes through Wilkes County. And in eastern Wilkes County, there's plans underway now to construct a horse trail to Stone Mountain State Park in the direction of Elkin.
Right.
And then bring a mountain bike trail from what they call Carter's Mills Falls there in North Elkin down to Elkin Recreational Park. So that particular section of trail ties in with the North Carolina Mountains to Sea Trail, yet another trail system that will pass through Wilkes County. So we're kind of in a place, a crossroads of trails and opportunities. Like we also mentioned, the National Historic Trail, the Overmountain Victory National Historic Trail, but then there's the North Carolina Civil War Trails. And I mentioned the Birding Trail, and then the Mountains to Sea Trails. So there's a number of trail opportunities, and when you can connect trails, you have a stronger case for grants.
Now, when you apply for these grants, are these state grants or federal grants or both?
Both. Years ago, paving the way for states to have recreational trails programs, there was a federal program under the Department of Transportation known as ICE-T. And, of course, it was a big acronym. We'll go into that. But getting to the bottom line, that program has sort of evolved to the point where now the states are handed monies down from the federal transportation for pedestrian access and walking paths to help ease some of the workload, especially in urban areas, the tremendous volume of traffic flow. And so there's strong cases in areas like the Wilkesboro's here to put on the ground pedestrian access. And so these trails are known in the states as the North Carolina Recreation Trail Program in the state of North Carolina. And in other states, too. It's the recreation trail programs. And we have been successful in getting several of those grants. Also, we've gotten some money from Department of Transportation, and more recently on the project that will go from Lowe's Trailhead, here close to your station, out to Cub Creek. We got a $50,000 grant.
Wow.
That was in the, of course, it was announced in a county commissioner's meeting a couple weeks ago. And then we got a $75,000 recreation trails program grant the money to build that particular section. So the answer is yes. We usually get a combination of funding from different grant sources.
So this is how that you can continue to build and extend the greenway. It's through these grants that you get from either the state or the federal government.
Right. And then we also have a Friends program, the Yadkin River, which we have people join and become devoted members of the greenway, because people as a whole, across the board, there's a lot of supporters and friends and people that love the Greenway.
Well, now, I was just thinking, this is a great idea because in the two towns, and I think they brought this up at the commissioner's meeting, because this is a draw, too, for bringing other businesses into the area when they can look and say, oh, and look at the linear park system that they have here. It's just another asset to our county.
Yes, economic impact is a big thing. In fact, there's a lot of papers out there and published by various trail groups and advocates that talk about the economic impacts. Now, there's really two kind of broad ways of impact. One is for the impact on people coming in and using, say, W. Carr Scott's mountain bike trails.
Right.
Or coming in and using greenways. And they come in for a day or two and camp, and they buy groceries and ice and convenience store items and eat out in restaurants. Well, there's a certain amount of dollar of value that's averaged, assessed for that type of impact, and it's shown to be positive.
Right.
It brings additional customers and visitors in that way. But the other way that a greenway can benefit communities is kind of a secondary tier of environment of economic impact, and that is from people that choose to relocate their businesses and move there because the quality of life and health benefits that the community has from greenways.
Well, see, we've known for years, RG, that Wells County is God's country, and this is just another way to prove it.
Absolutely, and you know, and that's what we hear people, when I was at Carr Scott Reservoir coming to use the mountain bike trails, heard that exact quote from many of the users, and obviously that mountain bike trail draws people from all over the state now. From the Triangle area, from Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, from Bristol, Virginia, and Tennessee, to Boone, to up in Southwest Virginia. So when you have a draw like that,
right,
you do have some significant economic impact. But having green spaces along the river in an urban area where people can get out and exercise is a tremendously compelling feature when you're selling the benefits of moving your business or relocating to that particular area.
Right.
Because you have those kinds of amenities.
All right. Again, we are talking with R.G. Absher about the Yankton River Greenway. And there's a big event planned for tomorrow, and you can get involved with that. We'll have more coming up on Focus on the Foothills right after this.
What time is it? It's boat time at Bojangles on North Wilkesboro. 8 pieces of chicken, 4 free biscuits, only $10.99. For only $6.99 more, add 2 sides and a half gallon of tea. The Bo has 2 ham biscuits for $3, Bojo coffee to go, and Bo's homestyle tenders. Several choices of $5 combos. You don't have to spend a lot to eat well. The Bo has salads and enjoy their 32-ounce legendary iced tea, only $1.39. It's boat time at Bojangles on North Wilkesboro. It's a triple bonus giveaway from Serta and available at Better Homes Furniture of North Wilkesboro. Bonus 1, save up to $400. Bonus 2, receive a free iComfort mattress protector. Bonus 3, receive 2 free iComfort scrunch pillows. Receive all 3 bonuses when you purchase any iComfort or iSeries mattress by Serta for a limited time only. Hurry in today for this unprecedented savings event. Better Homes Furniture, East Main Street, North Wilkesboro. Call 838-2061.
Now there's more great news from Wilkes Telecommunications. During the month of April, when you sign up for internet service with 20 megabits down, 5 megabits up, you'll receive a free Roku box valued at $50. So what is Roku? A small box that connects to your home's Wi-Fi and streams over 300 channels to your TV. There's access to over 100,000 movies and TV shows, sports, and more. Learn more online at wilkes.net. Stop by 1400 River Street in Wilkesboro or call 973-3103. Wilkes Telecommunications. Local people, global results.
Welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. By the way, this is Thursday. For some reason, I have thought all day long today was Friday. So the event that's happening is not tomorrow. It's Saturday. Saturday is the big event with the Greenway. And RG, it has something to do with little rubber turtles wearing dark glasses.
Got one right here. I'm holding the holding the mascot right here, and these participants are about, well, this is the next size up. This is a 3-inch one, and the ones we actually race are about an inch and a half, and they float. They bobble up and down, and they'll be coming down the Yadkin River. We'll dump them at 1 o'clock in the afternoon off the 421 Business Bridge there, real close to the CVS Pharmacy.
Right.
And then about 1,500 turtles. It's quite a spectacle to see the loader dump them across the bridge. And this year, because we've had so much rain, I anticipate we'll have a pretty fast, I would guess probably 35, 40 minutes, we'll easily have the winning turtles cross the finish line.
Now, then that's the thing. You can actually purchase one of these turtles in that you're sponsoring this turtle to go down the river. And if your turtle that you sponsored comes across the line first or second or third, then you win a prize.
Yes, right? And they're still available at, we have Carolina Realty, Smokehouse, Barbecue, Tipton's Barbecue, and the Chamber of Commerce office till about noon tomorrow. And then if you haven't purchased a turtle by then, you can still get them before the race there at the CVS Trailhead on Saturday.
All right. And again, what time is this on Saturday? Folks can start coming out about what time?
Folks should start gathering around noon, and we'll have some children's activities, children's art activities from around the race start time at 1 o'clock. And then we generally have the announcement of the winners around 2, about an hour later. Goes pretty fast. It's usually over within about an hour.
Well, now, where is the best place to park for this, RG? There at the CVS Trailhead, or to move around to what used to be the Coffee Tavern there, or even over here at the Lowe's Trailhead? Which one is near the station?
Places are good to park. You've got a fairly, you can also come down Willow Lane and access the Greenway there and take a little shortcut over to where the announcement of the winners will be. And the winners will be announced there at the confluence of the Reddies and the Yadkin River, near the bridge there, a little park there, kind of what we call the Blueberry Grove, that's right there at the confluence. Really beautiful area right there with some shade, and we'll announce the winners there. Now, the grand prize is a bicycle from Cook's made to fit the rider.
Ooh.
And then we have lots of tickets for family activities for like Grandfather Mountain, Tweetsie, Old Salem, Hickory Crawdad's Dad's Baseball, a number of really nice activities that you can take your kids on.
Well, now, how long have you been doing the regatta? Because you've been doing this for several years.
We started, this is the 11th annual.
I thought so, yeah.
So this is 11. How about that?
And I knew it was around 10 years, but the 11th annual. Now, I want to know, in years past, yep, have you had folks standing on the banks cheering their turtles along?
They do. Of course, it's hard to tell what number
which
your
is
turtle
yours?
Is, because the number's on the bottom of the turtle. So it's all, you know, it's probably all in faith, let's
say. There you go, yeah.
and encouragement and trying to, but it's kind of neat to watch them. We'll actually be at the booth at the Wilkesboro Open Air Market with turtle sales on Friday night. So if folks want to come by there and purchase a turtle, they're $5 a piece for the adoptions. And we also have the larger mascots that we will part with these for $5 if people want to take a turtle home with them. But we don't sell the racing size. For obvious reasons.
And again, this is a fundraising event for the Greenway to keep it going and to keep the beauty here in Wells County.
That's correct. The proceeds go to benefit the Yadkin River Greenway Council and its work to further and grow and expand the Greenway.
Do we have a count that we know per year of the folks who have taken advantage of this, who get out and walk on the Greenway and bike and use the local facilities? Is there any way to count that at this time or to estimate?
We have some rough estimates and have a pretty good idea of the amount of traffic we're getting. And one thing for sure, it's actually on the increase. It has been since the Greenway started. And for instance, an example, took just kind of a rough poll the other day on the news section, the Smoot Memorial,
right,
which was a year ago, after it had only been completed about 6 months. You would probably see within an hour span out there on the afternoon midweek like this,
mm-hmm,
you would see 6 or 7 people, and now it's almost triple.
I've seen, wow,
because I took a little straw poll the other day out there for about an hour, and I saw around 22 people.
Mm.
So an indication that Greenway use is expanding over time. And there are more and more people getting out and exercising and enjoying those fitness benefits.
You think there's a combination of things that contribute to that? One, because there's more awareness now about getting healthy and getting physical exercise. And two, with the economy being what it is and the gas prices, a lot of folks are having to do some recreation more at home as opposed to traveling outside of the county, right?
Right. The Greenway is something you can do in a short drive. And if you live here in town, in many cases, you can walk to the Greenway. And so that is a benefit, having these kinds of amenities right here in our own backyard.
And again, RG, this is something that's free. I mean, you can get your wife, your husband, your kids, the grandparents, and everybody, and go down to the Greenway. You don't have to pay a fee to get on the Greenway. It's free, and you can enjoy the beauty and walking along the river or riding a bike along the river, and just have a great time with your family.
Yeah, and we, as long as folks have pets on leash, they can bring their pets out there. We allow a rollerblading if you do it in a safe manner, and bicycling, and we just encourage people to be careful, watch their speed, and observe it of pedestrians. So it gives you a lot of flexibility as to how you can enjoy the Greenway.
And again, the regatta is coming up on Saturday, which is day after tomorrow. And you can start gathering around noon, and the race starts at 1.
That's correct.
And if they still want to get turtles, they can do that?
Yes, we'll have them for sale up to about an hour before race time.
Okay, so there's different locations today, and then you'll have them at the open air market
in downtown Wilkesboro Friday night.
Okay.
And I think the time for that is from 4 till 9 p.m.
And then, of course, Saturday morning, if you don't get your turtle before then, you can still come on out early Saturday before the race starts, maybe around noon, and get up turtles then?
Exactly.
All
so
right.
you can get there. If you get there by noon, have no trouble getting a turtle on the day of the race.
Is there, you had handed me the newest brochure for the Greenway. Where can folks find these where they can get information themselves?
We have these at the Chamber of Commerce office downtown. And we also can send you one if you request our phone line. Our phone number is area code 336-651-8967. Or you can basically go to our website, YadkinRiverGreenway.net or .com. So just do it. You can just Google Yadkin River Greenway, and it'll pull us right up that way. So you can contact us, and we'll be glad to get you a brochure.
Well, this is really nice because it has a map inside and gives some history and information and about the Greenway. And when is the new section scheduled to be completed, RG? Is there a completion date set for that yet?
We're in the construction plans right now, and hopefully later this year we'll begin construction on that.
All right, sounds good.
And this new Greenway map was shot and just recently GISDN, which will allow us to have a much better planning tool in years to come, since we've gone with scientific route now and laid our map system out. In addition, our new Greenway map has the 911 system. If you're on the Greenway and you see a color code, then if you have an accident or situation that you have to access 911, you'll be able to tell them what section of the Greenway you're on.
All right, cool deal. So a lot of safety features then incorporated into this as well. And don't forget about the Turtle Regatta that is happening Saturday, and it will be at the CVS Trailhead.
Yes.
Where you'll be dumping those turtles into the river.
And if you have questions on it, you can contact us at 651-8967.
All right, RG Abshur, Yadkin River Greenway, our thanks to you for stopping by today.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Angela.
All right, this has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have a check on that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.